Hi, this is the May 13, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for Grade 4. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Karen Finnegan. On the front cover is the title, Breaking It Down, and the headline reads, "The countdown to the Summer Olympics is on. All eyes will be on the newest sport, a style of dance called breaking." World news, going for the gold. A style of dance called breaking is making its first Olympic appearance. As you read, think about why will the Olympics be special to the breakers on Team USA? And words to know? Qualified, verb, past tense, performed successfully enough to earn a spot on a team. Debut, noun, first appearance. Victor Montalvo stepped onto the stage as hip-hop beats filled the air. He went from backspin to handstand to headstand. In between flips and tumbles, Montalvo's feet never stopped. The performance won Montalvo the World Dance Sport Federation World Breaking Championship last September. With that victory, Montalvo also qualified for the first spot on Team USA's breaking team. Breaking is a style of hip-hop dance, and it's set to make its Olympic debut at the 2024 Summer Games in Paris, France. For more than 2 weeks starting in July, about 10,500 athletes from around the world will gather. They'll compete in 32 sports such as gymnastics, swimming, and skateboarding. Montalvo has a big responsibility. He'll be representing the country where breaking was born. "I want to show people how beautiful an art form it is," Montalvo says. Hip-hop roots. Breaking got its start in the Bronx in New York City. In 1973, hip-hop music was created by DJ Kool Herc. At parties, DJs spun records and created beats. MCs, some of whom were early rappers, added words to the music. One thing that made hip-hop music stand out was the break. During a break in the music, rapping stopped. So did the instruments, except for the drums. And that's when the breaking would begin. During the break, dancers known as B-boys and B-girls took turns showing off their moves. People would form a circle. Two breakers would move to the middle and have a dance, quote, battle, unquote, doing backflips, head spins, and more. Breaking took over the Bronx. It wasn't long before the art form spread beyond New York City. A winning attitude. Growing up in Kissimmee, Florida, Montalvo was introduced to breaking by his father and uncle. He battled with his siblings and cousins every chance he got. When Montalvo was 14, he entered his first breaking competition. He lost, but he didn't give up. "In breaking, you lose more than you win," he explains. "For me, it's like keep going and learn from your losses." Montalvo practiced constantly and went on to win several other competitions. Now he's preparing to show off his moves to the world at the Olympics. Olympic firsts. These games will look a bit different than games of the past. For one, this will be the first time in Olympic history that an equal number of men and women will compete. And then there's breaking. Some people don't consider breaking a sport and say it shouldn't be included in the games. But Montalvo disagrees. "Once people see it in person, they're going to be so amazed that they change their minds," he says. Montalvo hopes the games inspire a whole new generation to get into breaking. For now, he's preparing to face off with his competitors. "I'm focused on that gold," Montalvo says. What you need to know about the Paris Olympics. Paris joins London, England as the only cities to host the games three times. The Olympics were held in France's capital in 1900 and 1924. Every medal winner will take home a piece of Paris's most famous landmark. Each gold, silver, and bronze medal contains a small piece of iron from the Eiffel Tower. The opening ceremony on July 26 will be the first held outside a stadium. Athletes will sail down the Seine River through the center of the city. Fact file on France. Population, about 69 million. The U.S. has about five times as many people. Geography, 212,935 square miles. It would be the third biggest U.S. state. Official language, French. Movie news. All the feels. Meet an animator who helped bring emotions to life on the big screen and Inside Out 2. Words to know. Distinct. Adjective. Different in a way that's easy to notice. Psychologists. Noun. Plural. People who study and treat human behavior and the mind. Life can be packed with all different emotions. You might feel joy, sadness, embarrassment, anger, and fear all in one day. Just ask Riley from Inside Out 2. The new Pixar movie, which hits theaters on June 14, is the sequel to 2015's Inside Out. The new film follows Riley, now 13, as she tackles the complicated feelings that come with growing up. What should a character that represents each of Riley's emotions look like? That was the challenge faced by Michael Venturini. He was the movie's animation supervisor. Venturini spoke with Scholastic News about how he helped bring each emotion to life. Scholastic News, tell us about your job. Michael Venturini, I oversee a team of animators. I help them research and design characters, including expressions and poses. SN, what is the animation process like? MV, it's like one giant class project where 70 to 100 people take a small piece and contribute to one big idea. A film breaks up the same way a book does, into chapters. We call these chapters sequences. We work in groups with two or three sequences going at once. For 1 second of film, there are 24 individual frames of animation. We share our work with the director, who's the big storyteller. They'll give us feedback. We go through that process until we've animated all the scenes. On average, that takes a team of animators about 10 or 12 months. Once that's done, it gets handed to other departments that put in the lighting, the effects. It takes us about 4 years to make a movie. SN, how did you decide what each emotion should look like? MV, in Inside Out 2, each character is a distinct personality. We researched the characters. We also spoke to psychologists who shared their wisdom about emotions and how they function. For example, when you're embarrassed, you just want to hide. So we put the character embarrassment in a hoodie so he can hide in it. Anxiety is when you're stressed. You have that teeth-gritting nervous energy. So we gave the character anxiety a really wide mouth with lots of teeth and big eyes. SN, how do you bring the characters to life? MV, the characters are like digital puppets that have a lot of strings attached to them. We have software that allows us to move each of those strings and pose the character. An average main character in our film would have about 2,500 controls, or little strings, to pull. SN, what is the best part of your job? MV, what I've enjoyed most is how each film requires us to learn something new to excite our audience. When we made Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, we learned that all fish in the ocean can be divided into two types of swimmers. Working at Pixar, you just collect interesting facts about life. Relax and refocus. In Inside Out 2, Riley has to deal with some pretty big feelings. Here are a few tips to help you manage your emotions and feel your best. Talk it out. Tell a trusted adult how you're feeling. Talking about your feelings can help you make sense of them. It can give you another way to think about the situation and help you decide how to handle it. Breathe deeply. Taking deep breaths signals your brain to relax. Try this. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Then exhale through your mouth for 4 seconds. Repeat a few times. Make sense. This activity can help you refocus when you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions. Name 5 things you see, 4 things you hear, 3 things you feel, 2 things you smell, and 1 thing you taste. Think pink. There's a good reason Madeline Landecker's friends call her the bug expert. The 10-year-old from Benton, Arkansas, gets excited anytime she spots an insect she hasn't seen before. Madeline carefully records and researches each insect she finds, from rosy maple moths to carrot beetles. But she never thought she'd make a discovery like the one she made in March. She spotted a pink grasshopper. It felt really special, says Madeline. She gently picked up the rare grasshopper and saw that it was missing a leg. Madeline had taken in injured bugs before, giving them a safe place to heal. She decided to keep the pink insect, which she named Millie. The fourth grader got to work making a safe habitat for Millie to live in. With her dad's help, she built an enclosure called a terrarium. She filled it with grass and soil, as well as spiders, worms, and other insects. She also found a friend for Millie, a smaller grasshopper she named Billy. Madeline gives Millie plenty of time to hop around outside the terrarium, too. She even brought Millie to school once. Some of the kids were scared, she says, but I told them there's nothing to be afraid of. Madeline isn't fascinated with only six-legged creatures. She loves all animals, especially her pet dogs, cats, and chickens. And she has rescued doves and baby rabbits, too. It's not surprising that Madeline wants to be a veterinarian one day. What's Rover watching? Imagine your dog got its paws on the remote. What would it watch? A new study may have the answer. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison set out to find the best way to test dogs' eyesight. They thought videos might hold pups' attention long enough to check their vision. The researchers surveyed more than 1,200 dog owners. They were asked about the types of shows their four-legged friends liked most. It turns out that pooches like watching animals, especially dogs. They also like nature shows, but pups are much less interested in seeing humans on screens. Debate it. Should schools give summer homework? For most students, the school year is winding down. Many kids are looking forward to a couple of months off to swim, take family trips, or hang out at amusement parks. But some kids will need to take a break from the beach to do homework. At many schools across the country, the assignments don't end when the school year ends. Some educators who assign homework over the break say it helps kids practice the skills they learned all year so they don't forget them over the summer. That way, teachers won't have to take time in the new school year to reteach lessons from the prior year. But others argue that kids deserve a break after working hard all year. Many families travel in the summer, and parents say it can be hard for kids to do homework while they're away. Plus, they point out, homework isn't the only way to squeeze in summer learning. Kids can visit museums and historical sites during their time off. Here's what two of our readers think. Russell Compass from Washington. He says yes. Doing homework over the summer helps kids continue to learn between school years. It can also help students feel more confident as they enter the next grade. They'll be prepared and have the skills they need to understand assignments. Homework could be a better solution than summer school, too. I went to summer school after first grade and thought it went too fast. I would have learned more by doing assignments over the course of the entire summer. Nora Sorensen from Idaho says no. Over summer break, kids deserve time to just have fun with their families and friends. It's important for us to have downtime and relax so we're refreshed when the new school year starts. There are so many things I get to do over the summer because I don't have to worry about homework. I go to camp, which gives me the opportunity to make new friends. I also go on trips with my family. If I had to find time to do homework, my summer would be stressful. News review. Let the summer games begin. The U.S. has won the most summer medals of any country. Golden Moments, 1896. The first modern Olympic Games are held in Athens, Greece. 1900. This is the first year women are allowed to compete in the Games. 1904. For the first time, medals are awarded to the top three athletes in each event, gold for first, silver for second, and bronze for third. 1936. The torch relay is introduced. A series of runners carries a lit torch from Olympia, Greece, to the site of the Games. 4 is the record number of times the U.S. has hosted the Summer Games. They will be held in Los Angeles, California in 2028. On the last page, there's an infographic about the Summer Olympics. You might want to ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help you with the questions related to it. There are also questions related to the rest of the issue that you can ask for help with. That completes the May 13, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for Grade 4. I'm Karen Finnegan. So long until next time.